USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the nation's farmers.
You believe in hard work and self-reliance. You follow the rules, obey our laws, and respect our great American flag.
And regarding the trade deals that are being negotiated, the president says,
this landmark trade deal will increase exports of wheat from Montana, dairy from Wisconsin, chicken from Georgia, and products from farmers and ranchers all across our country.
A California federal judge is blocking a Trump administration rule that would allow more companies to opt out of providing free birth control to women. California joined 12 other states and the District of Columbia to stop the rule from going into effect today while a lawsuit against it moves forward. No votes are expected in Congress today as the partial government shutdown continues, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Speaker Nancy Pelosi is the reason for the partial government shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A new study is linking belly fat to shrinking brain size. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The research published in the journal Neurology finds the people they studied who had a high body mass index had slightly lower brain volumes, and those with bigger bellies had lower amounts of gray matter in their brains. Gray matter being that that contains much of the brain's nerve cells and controls things like muscles and senses. Researchers say it's not clear if differences in brain structure led to the obesity or if the obesity is what caused changes in the brain.
General Motors is already catching a lot of grief with the announcement that they will shut down 5 plants and lay off thousands of employees. Now, the latest thing that has folks up in arms is that they're bringing back the Chevy Blazer only to build it down in Mexico. According to Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, GM is already the most disliked company in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump blasted FBI leaders over a report that the agency launched an investigation into the president to determine if he was a Russian asset after he fired FBI Director James Comey back in 2017. Republican Congressman Peter King tells Fox News he's shocked if this in fact did happen.
I've seen and heard, if this is true, what the FBI did is absolutely disgraceful. They've been investigating the Trump campaign from the summer of 2016. Absolutely nothing, zero had come up involving President Trump. James Comey told that to the president. The reason President Trump fired Comey was Comey refused to say that publicly, that the president was out under investigation.
Congressman King continues,
for the FBI to use that firing, that legitimate firing, as an excuse to launch an investigation of the President of the United States as to whether or not he was a spy, that's almost like a coup within the government. I mean, that is absolutely disgraceful. To have no evidence at all and to be investigating the President of the United States is, to me, what this does, this is not an indictment of President Trump. This is an indictment of the FBI leadership. And it proves, I believe, what President Trump has been saying all along about the bias at the top of the FBI that was against him, whether it was Comey, McCabe, Strobe, Page, all of them, Baker. Fact is, they were against President Trump, and they were abusing police powers of the government to go after the duly elected president. Absolutely disgraceful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.